All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
Today is March 25th, and it's a matchup between the Mets and the Yankees on the final day of spring training. Clark Schmidt on the mound in his final tune-up before the season begins. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm adjusting the schedule today. I was going to do a post game after the Diablos matchup this evening, but there were more starters playing in today's day game. And I thought it was worth talking about the final look that we're getting this spring at Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Clark Schmidt making his final tune-up. But first, we have some unfortunate injury news.
There is an injury to...
Got rectal bleeding.
What, all of you?
DJ LeMahieu going on the injured list. We knew this was coming. He's got a bone bruise on his foot. Where have we heard that before? He's had foot problems for years. He fouled the ball off his foot a couple of weeks ago and just not going to be able to make it in time, unfortunately. So, question for the chat. Over under 2.5 months before we find out it's been broken the whole time and he needs a steel plate or something to be surgically inserted. That's kind of what I'm predicting. I also found out that Clayton Beter and Nick Birdie both made the team. Good power arms. It'll be interesting to see who fills what roles. But I think both of those guys have the stuff and the makeup as people to be eventually high leverage relief pitchers with the Yankees. Now, I'm not going to say that they're going to come in to high leverage relief roles right away, but I think if they succeed their first three or four times out, you're going to start seeing them get more leverage, more leeway to face tough hitters in big spots because they have such dominating stuff. So, final day of spring training for the Yankees, and we talk about the three different ways that players are typically measured. So, you know, you got stats. You got analytics, and then you got a good old-fashioned eye test. And since we disregard statistics in spring training, we're left with both the analytics and eye test. Now, what we've learned as fans this spring has been mostly the eye test. And I want the chat to contribute on this and tell me what you've learned, what you've observed this spring. But I'll go through some of the things that I've learned, that I've noticed. I've learned that Giancarlo Stanton has definitely passed the eye test. He's bending his legs more when he swings. He's getting out of the box better. He's getting around the bases better. Anthony Rizzo looks healthy and on time. Austin Wells has hit like the guy from the end of September when he was tearing the cover off the ball. He swung the bat well again today. Juan Soto has been terrific, of course. Gleyber Torres looks primed for a big season, perhaps a career year in his contract year. Where have we seen that before? Nestor Cortez looks healthy. He, of course, gets the opening day start. Now, his numbers aren't great, but you look at the velocity on the pitches. You look at how free and easy he's throwing. He's throwing lots of pitches. He looks healthy. So I feel good about what we're seeing from Nestor Cortez, and I'm confident that he's going to rise to the occasion on Thursday. Carlos Rodon remains a bit of a mystery to me. You know, one start, he looks great, throws 5+ no-hit innings. Next time out, gets bombed. His StatCast metrics have been roughly average, roughly that of an average pitcher, I should say. So he's not been the guy that he was with the Giants. He has not been the guy that he was with the White Sox. He's not the guy that the Yankees are paying for. As a commenter said a few weeks ago, we're paying for his past performance at this point. And you're hoping that, you know, when the season begins and he's got that extra adrenaline, maybe that extra spin rate comes with it, that extra zip on the fastball, instead of being 95, 96, maybe it's 97, 98. That's what he was with the Giants, with the White Sox. We got to see that. As of right now, I'm still with Carlos Rodon. I'm still skeptical. Anthony Volpe looks ready to go. His swing is much more level this season. He's playing with the team that's out there in Mexico right now. I'm expecting a successful year from Anthony Volpe. Now, I don't like to predict numbers because numbers can be so... I mean, nobody would have predicted he would have hit 209 last year. But I will say he's going to do a damn sight better than 209 this year. 250, 260, not out of the question. 270, really not out of the question. Don't think he's a 300 hitter yet, but maybe someday. Trent Grisham has looked dynamic in center field. He gets great jumps. He runs like a deer. Jose Trevino is healthy, looked good behind the plate. We got some good young arms that we talked about. We found out that Spencer Jones, as a prospect, is for real. Dude's power and speed, and now pitch selection, pitch recognition, I should say, they're legitimate major league tools at this point. And he is getting better at not chasing that crap that he was swinging at last year. He's going to have a big year in the minor leagues. I would expect him next year to enter camp locking up either the center field or left field job. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year. If Juan Soto's on this team, you know, how does Giancarlo Stanton do this year? How does Aaron Judge fare in center field? What does Dominguez do when he comes back? The progression of Jones. These are all stories that, you know, are all up in the air. We got a lot of balls in the air right now, and they can fall in a lot of different ways. But I feel good about Spencer Jones' future. Another guy who I have watched very closely this spring is the guy who pitched today, Mr. Clark Schmidt. He has looked a lot better this spring. He had a commanding performance today. But as always, let's take spring training games with a grain of salt because everyone was just trying to get through the game without getting injured, have quick at-bats, swinging at everything. But Clark Schmidt looked great. Let's talk about it.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Andy says the Judge looks off. And look, he's only had, I believe, 26 plate appearances this spring. So you're hoping that he can hit a few more live BP sessions, maybe off of some minor league guys, over the next couple of days before they go to Houston. Because in my opinion, you're right. He does not look like he's in regular season form yet. And the other voices says he thinks that Carlos Rodon is a 3 or a 4 at this point until he proves otherwise. And I 100% agree with that. So Clark Schmidt, good early from the opening bell. He was fantastic today. Ran into some trouble in the third, but showed a really good power curveball to get out of it. The curveball's definitely in midseason form already. Ended up getting out of it with no damage. He was just very smooth today. Swing and miss stuff, command of the baseball, around the zones. Obviously, not a lot of hard contact. Only gave up one hit in 5 shutout innings. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. So I got to say, nice performance from Mr. Schmidt.
Schmidt happens.
You serious, Clark?
You see him cutting through the Blue Jays lineup, cutter maybe there, 92. That breaking ball is just sick, just phenomenal. You see the down and in breaking ball there for another strikeout, and there it is, down and in. Any right-handed pitcher who can get lefties out down and in has a shot to be effective because that's typically a zone where lefties hit very, very well. So got to commend Clark Schmidt's performance today. Had all the weapons working. Yankees got a couple of runs on a double by Benjamin Cowles in the 5th inning. That put the Yankees on the board. Ended up deciding the game. And then they got another run on a fielder's choice off the bat of Alex Verdugo, who has not had a great spring. He's one of those guys that I'm not going to say much about the eye test because I haven't seen him play very much, but did not have a great spring statistically. Roderick Arias, number 3 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline for the Yankees, had a good day offensively today, 2 for 3. He went 3 for 4 in the spring. He also booted a ground ball at shortstop, but he's a baby. Let's not hold that against him. Clay Holmes, Caleb Ferguson, and Luke Weaver all threw the ball well. 2 scoreless innings for Weaver. And the Yankees finish off spring with a W as we take a look at the schedule, which begins on Thursday.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Aaron L. says, Clark Schmidt's going to make him chow on his own words from last year. Hope he cracks 170 innings pitched. And then Aaron Sheen, recent member, says, beautiful breaking ball. Absolutely. The breaking ball was slick today. It had good, hard, downward bite. And then the other voices say, do you think Rortfett will get traded for, let's say, Gio? I don't think they're going to trade for Gio, even though I like Gio. That he had hip surgery last year. I think his mobility might be a little bit hampered by that. I still think that Rortfett is going to get dealt. Let me turn down my lights a little bit. It's bright as shit in here. But I do think Rortfett will get dealt. We got a super chat here from Louis Penafiel. But first, we got to hand out the belts. Nice job, Clark Schmidt gets the belt. Hope you guys like the new belt presentations this year. Louis Penafiel says, looks like we might have a good crammed outfield problem next year. It's always a good problem to have when you have a lot of good players for limited spots. Thank you for the dono. Tony Mateo says, Verdugo has always been a Yankees killer. Very happy he is on our side now.
I hardly agree.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the highlights today. Let's watch them together. Something I've been wanting to break out is full screen highlights. You see the fastball, 95. Here's another breaking ball outside corner, 92. Looked like the cutter. Good overhand curveball from Schmidt there. Another good overhand curveball down and in to a lefty. Gets the check swing, gets the call there. And then Cowles with the big blow on the day. Most ballparks, that's a home run, but not here. Death Valley, it drops right in front of the rooms to go sign. Scores two, and then Clay Holmes working it. Alex Verdugo bounces one to second base. They go to second for one, but he beats out the relay, scores the last run. The Yankees pick up a victory. So, yeah, Aaron says, Schmidt earned the belt today, and I 100% agree.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I got a lot of things open in my computer right now. I feel like my computer is slowing down a little bit, so I'm going to close a few windows here. Kevin Beery says, Cole is a loss, but Rodon and Cortez should be better. If not great, Stroman, who I didn't mention, is an upgrade on Seve. Schmidt, second year of progression, second year in the rotation. He's been around for more than 2 years. But second year as a starter. And then check out Luis Gil's rookie year highlights. We should be okay. I agree with you 100% on Luis Gil. I think he is, as I say all the time, the real deal. And, you know, Stroman's somebody I have not talked a lot about because I haven't had a recap in a game that he has pitched yet. But everything that I've seen from him looks like a veteran getting his work done. He's getting lots of movement. He looks healthy. Fastball has been crisp. Breaking ball has been spotted, located well. And he seems like a guy who's going to thrive on the New York environment. He's still scheduled to start the home opener if you're going on April 5th. Let's take a look at the box score today, by the way, while we have a moment. Yankees picked up 8 hits. Gleyber Torres, 1-for-3. He finishes the spring at 356. Judge, 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. He's at 208. The one hit was kind of soft. Grisham, 1-for-2. Verdugo, no hits, but he did have the RBI. Hit 237 this spring. Pretty much no power at all. 596 OPS. Wells, 1-for-2. He finishes right at 300 with a 941 OPS. Rortfett, perhaps his final at bat as a Yankee, 0-for-1. Arias 2-for-3 and Cowles 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. And as you see, the pitching was outstanding in addition to Schmidt, Holmes, Ferguson, and Weaver. Time of the game, a little over 2.5 hours. No, under 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 17 minutes. So moving right along, you usually see the games this time of spring, the last couple of games, just move really quickly because guys are just getting their at-bats in. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to pull a hammy. They want to get packed. They want to be done with spring training. They've all pretty much been ready for a few days, especially the hitters, except for possibly Aaron Judge, as we said. Jack Amir says, do you think Gil could go 120 to 140 innings if all goes well? You know, I don't know. It really depends on medically what they think. You know, they're going to monitor, as I said in the announcement that he made the rotation, they're going to monitor every delivery, right? And in games where he starts to run out of gas, the arm angle starts to drop, the spin rate starts to drop, you're going to see him get him out of there. And that could be a reason that Beeter is on the roster, because you can go to Beeter in those middle innings. I still think that Heel is the best arm that we've got coming out of the minor leagues right now. And I'm glad he won the fifth starter spot. But I'm not looking for him to eat a ton of innings. I'm not looking for him to throw 170 innings or 180 innings. If you can get us through the first 2 months really strong with, you know, 10 starts, let's say you give us seven really good starts out of the 10 starts he's going to make before Garrett Cole shows up, I think then you move him to the bullpen where he's got, let's say, 60 or 70 innings at that point. You let him throw 40 innings out of the bullpen and maybe he's at 110, but he becomes a full strength reliever down the stretch, a guy who can give you multiple innings because he's stretched out as a starter, a guy who has a power arm, a nasty slider when it's working, and it's a good chance to see what he looks like in both roles. So that's kind of the pathway that I project for Luis Heel. Lucas DeTora says that Luis Heel kind of reminds him of Luis Severino, ace level stuff, but big injury concerns. I'm actually not that concerned with Luis Heel in terms of injuries. I mean, he had Tommy John. It kept him out a long time. It wasn't like he had a series of injuries. He had Tommy John. That happens. And when that happens, you're done for a year plus. That's just the way it goes. I think that his delivery is clean. His arm action is actually really smooth. Like, he whips his arm. He's got a really, really easy going arm action. I think that's going to prevent more injuries than it causes. So I really think that he's a more sturdy pitcher than Luis Severino at this point in his career. And Tommy Hicks says Heel could be a good closer once Cole comes back. I don't know about closer at this point in his career. I mean, we got a pretty good closer in Clay Holmes. Now, I haven't always been a huge believer in him in a big spot, and that might still be the case. I want to see how it works itself out. But this is his third year as a Yankees closer since being traded. He's been pretty solid. I mean, other than the time he was struggling with that back injury, and he's had some stretches where the command hasn't been great, but he's continuing to refine himself. He's a free agent coming up pretty soon here, too, so he wants to have a big year. He sees what guys like Josh Hader get, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars, I think he got $100 million roughly, something like that. You know, Clay Holmes, there's no reason if he doesn't have a dominating season that he can't get $70, $80 million, you know, backing up three great seasons statistically with a good sinker that gets a lot of ground balls. And to think the Yankees got him from the Pirates for practically nothing. Ann says, re-sign Mo. I'm pretty sure Mo could still get it done. I agree. Mo could always get it done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up on the end here. Let's get some questions in. We're going to have a show Wednesday night with Scott Braun and Terrence, who's new to the show, who's going to be co-hosting a lot. He might cover for me a few times on the West Coast. You guys have all been really welcoming to him, and I appreciate that. And obviously, Scott, part of foul territory, work with him every day, great guy, knows everything game about over, baseball. And then obviously Thursday we've got opening day, so I'll be here for the post game as usual. Jason Lorio, or Iorio, I don't know how you're pronouncing that, says it would be interesting if they stack Heel and Beeter for those fifth starts. I wanted them to do that since the Hughes Jabba Chamberlain debacle back in the day, but no one listened. Yeah, I remember those days. That was a debacle. And then Aaron Sheen, simply, hopefully Heel can give us good innings. I think that he's going to surprise a lot of people. He's got a legitimate major league arm. He's got the arm of an ace. Aaron L. says, so excited for opening day. Got my ticks for the Yankees home opener. All right. You'll get to see Marcus Stroman take the ball. It'll be his second start of the year. That's assuming nothing else changes. Lori sees, when's the first game hangout? You know, I think I'm going to can that. I was going to have a live chat room open, but I think I'm just going to leave I don't know how to say it. The thumbnail and the posted game preview open all day so people can come in and chat and get ready for the game. And that can be a good place to chat. But yeah, it just the having the other computer running was killing my internet when I was trying to download clips and highlights and stuff like that. So I decided, you know what, we're not going to have a 4K stream going while we're trying to also stream the game and things like that. So I'm canning that, but we're going to stick with the post game. We're going to have it this week in Yankees baseball on Sunday nights with Terrence. We're going to have, what else are we going to have? Max Goodman weekly or monthly beat report, at least possibly twice monthly, bi-monthly, semi-monthly, however you want to say it. But we got a lot of good stuff coming up this year, obviously. Slightly tweaked format. We got all sorts of fun fun drops.
My quantitative. My math specialist.
All sorts of fun stuff that we haven't even broken out yet. You know, we'll get to it soon, hopefully. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your evening, and I'll see you Wednesday night.
Oh!